Ladies and gentlemen, performing live at the Lois Curtis Center, Nicole Gobert. Yes, the Nightingale, Nicole Gobert, is an R&B artist with a powerful voice and a message to share. Nicole Gobert is the niece of the late civil rights icon Huey P. Newton, and she will be performing and telling her family story as civil rights warriors as part of the grand opening of the Lois Curtis Center. All members of the community are invited to this free and accessible open house event with family-friendly activities, treats, and tours of the building and their programs. Remember, Nicole Gobert, live at the grand opening of the Lois Curtis Center, June 22nd, 1 to 5 p.m., 1921 Southeast Indiana in Topeka.
Radio. I am Wendy and you are listening to News Briefings.
They need. We're also thinking of the two members of the public who were injured, as well as brave officers who were stabbed during this incident. The 36-year-old man arrested at the scene is currently in hospital, having suffered injuries when his van collided with the building. He has been arrested on suspicion of murder. At this time, given his injuries, we have been unable to interview him. We know there is speculation about his background, including police contact with him. And despite urgent and extensive checks, today we have found no trace of a prior incident involving him so far, but we'll of course continue to make those inquiries. As a matter of urgency, we're trying to understand exactly what happened and why. This was and is a fast-moving and complex incident and investigation, and it will take us some time to establish the facts. This will be our priority in the coming days. With the suspect in custody, we are satisfied there is no threat to the wider community. But this is an incident which has clearly shocked everyone. And over the coming days, you will see a significant police presence in this area. And we'll be remaining here, increasing our patrols and ensuring the community are safe and supported. Please speak to our officers. We are really keen to speak to anyone who witnessed this incident or has relevant information and would ask that they come forward as soon as possible. We are turning our focus to the wider community and in particular how the incident has impacted young people. We've set up a team of local officers specifically to respond to local community concerns. And finally, I would like to take this opportunity to ask people to think very carefully about what they post on social media. There are some graphic images circulating online, and people should consider the impact of those on the families and those most closely affected by this incident.
MP George Galloway spoke about the upcoming election.
Several MPs will, and there's even a Lord. You might say, why would we accept a Lord? But there's a Labour Lord who is in talks with us and dozens of Labour councillors, including some that we're fighting. We hope that this growing coalition of people who reject the two cheeks of the same backside politics that we've got in Britain, and we hope to play the role vis-a-vis Labour that Mr. Farage and the Reform Party are playing vis-a-vis the Tories. In other words, we hope to steal their breakfast, lunch and dinner. I'm going to present 200 of them outside Parliament this afternoon, including Monty Panesar, former England international cricketer, who will be our candidate in Southall. We've got a former Conservative UKIP Member of Parliament, Member of the European Parliament, I should say. So people from left, right and centre are rejecting the Tweedledee, Tweedledum politics.
An asylum seeker was removed from the UK on Monday where he boarded a plane to Rwanda. The Scottish Parliament is looking for a new First Minister after the sudden resignation of Humza Yousaf. 11 people were pronounced dead in Oklahoma following a tornado. Police in Bexar County, Dakota found the body of Lucinda Delgado, age 44, on Wednesday, May 1st on Highway 90. Callum and Jake Robertson and their friend were found dead in Baja, California, Mexico. The woman was later arrested in connection with their deaths. Many thanks to listeners from Maryland, Mexico, France, the UK, Peru, Holland, and the following acknowledges Tick Radio, thefoolforlearning.com, and The Pulse from Alaska. Do visit our website on Podbean and see what's new. I am Wendy and you have been listening to News Briefings.
For awesome content, like and subscribe now.